as I reached the glass door, when the lift opened, there's a guy stood in all in black, black fuzzy hair, black t-shirt, black shorts. I thought, because it had gone quiet for quite some time, that security had arrived. So I just carried on straight past him. I ran straight past him. And halfway across the seating area, I turned round just in case. And he stood there, and he's got a Kalashnikov AK-47 across his chest. And for some reason, he's looking down at his phone. So I carried on. And when I reached Paul, he shouted, "Get down, you so-and-so, get down." So I got down. He said, "That's another gunman." I said, "God," I said, "I thought it was security." So we stayed down low, and we're talking to the injured old chap that was lying next to a body and another body to his right. And we're talking to him, saying, "Keep down, keep quiet, keep down, keep quiet." We poked our heads up again just over the wall, and this gunman was walking down towards us. So we thought, we can't stay here. So we kept low, and we both then ran straight up into reception. As I was lying down, I looked down, I could see my foot sticking out from behind these chairs, so I thought, I've got to drag this in slowly. As I was doing that, there was an almighty bang, and he'd fired a shot in reception. Now, whether he fired it outside or in, I'm not 100%, but all I know is there's a bullet hole in the door, or in the glass panel next to the door. So I just lay there still and as quiet as possible. I lay there for quite some time, and it was all quiet. I slowly got up from the floor, and I couldn't see anybody. At this stage then, what we think was security or police started to arrive. We don't know. They were all in civilian clothes. At this stage then, we got up then, and we were talking to the chap. We looked at his wound, and he'd been shot in the lower back. We didn't move him because he was bleeding out, and the blood was congealing from his wound, from the heat and all the rest of it. Another chap came from somewhere, I don't know where he came from, and he lay down beside this guy, and he was talking to him, you know, trying to keep him calm and all the rest of it. In the meantime, I'd looked at these other bodies, and the lady that was dead lying next to him, she had nothing on the top, a swim costume had gone missing somewhere. And the lady to the left, she was lay face down, and the lady up to my right, she was lay face down, all dead. And I thought, you know, I've got to give them a bit of dignity. So I then went down to the swimming pool area, picked up a load of towels and took them back up and covered all the bodies up.